From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States has deployed the first elements of its Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System to South Korea to counter North Korea's aggressive behavior. The THAAD system is designed to intercept and destroy short and medium-range ballistic missiles during flight. North Korea fired four medium-range ballistic missiles, Monday, three of which flew and landed into Japanese waters. The U.S. Defense Department is calling North Korea's latest missile launch a very serious threat and said it is taking steps to increase defenses against the missiles. Pentagon spokesman told reporters the weapons were medium-range ballistic missiles and did not pose a threat to North America. Malaysia is barring all North Koreans, including diplomats and embassy staff, from leaving the country. It's the latest maneuver in a diplomatic battle ignited by last month's killing of the half-brother of North Korea's leader in Malaysia. Hear now from the Malaysian Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security.
No, this morning the Deputy Prime Minister issued instructions not to allow any North Korean embassy staff to leave the country.
Okay, but that's not being able to leave the country. What about just leaving the embassy to...
I think what we're going to do here is to ascertain their movements.
So they can go out from the embassy, right?
At the moment, we are trying to ascertain their numbers and their movements.
Earlier on Tuesday, Pyongyang said it had banned Malaysians from leaving North Korea. And the United Nations Secretary General is on an urgent visit to Somalia, where the country is reeling from a famine crisis. Mr. Antonio Guterres met with the President, Mohamed Mohamed, in Mogadishu Tuesday. This